Morena, this is your Wātea English News. New Zealand First Deputy Leader Shane Jones says the party is keen to pick up where it left off with the Provincial Growth Fund. Under its coalition agreement with Labour in 2017, the party secured the $3 billion fund, which was administered by Mr. Jones in his role as Minister for Regional Economic Development, alongside a committee of senior Labour ministers. He says it tackled long-standing neglect of the country's regions.
We campaigned on a regional infrastructure fund that will address local infrastructure, including community halls, marine infrastructure, addressing some of the egregious deficits in rural New Zealand, such as bridges and whatnot. So nobody is keen as mustard, but the caveat is make sure there's enough tin in the bin.
Shane Jones says there's little point discussing future government arrangements until after the special votes are counted on November 3rd. Labour may not have won the election, but Deputy Leader Calvin Davis is celebrating with the birth of his first mokopuna. Granddaughter Nia was expected on election weekend, but waited until the dust settled and emerged last Wednesday. The Taitokero MP says it reminded him of why he got into politics.
I've always said it when my tupuna whetui pōmari sāng te treiti, I am guessing he did it in the hope that Aotearoa would be a better place for his uri and the work that I'm doing in Parliament. I hope it makes Naya's world a better world for her. So just a continuation again of that whakapapa helping our future whakapapa.
Calvin Davis says he will have to wait until November 3rd to know if his 487 election night majority is enough to keep out Te Pāti Māori's Mariameno Kapakingi. The author of a new book on rugby league says the code in this country has long been a source of Māori cultural expression and community. Ryan Bodeman says Māori have played the game since it was introduced here in 1907, with some Māori players in the original All Golds Tour. It was kept alive in the 1920s by miners in the Kingitanga around Huntly and Ngārua Wāhia and flourished among Māori in the 1930s when the rugby union started implementing a colour ban by not considering Māori players for tours of South Africa. As Māori moved to the cities after World War II, clubs like Petone became hubs for Māori communities.
It fitted for a lot of those people. They came from spaces where there was a collective ethos, there was a community element to their lives, and so the clubs were different to that but also similar, and right throughout the history of the game Māori have absolutely interwoven their culture and identities with the sport.
Ryan Bodeman's Rugby League in New Zealand is published by Bridget Williams Books. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!